To the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from thy presence, and do not take thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou dost delight in sacrifice. Thou dost not delight in sacrifice. Otherwise, I would give it. Thou art not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. By thy favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou wilt delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then young bulls will be offered on thine altar.
Right when you speak, and Taken the liberty of changing the word that's actually in the title because God's love isn't reckless in the sense that he doesn't care about what he's doing. The people who wrote the song were thinking reckless in the terms of what it looks like from our perspective. So we're going to sing the relentless love of God.
I'm No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, or lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, or lie you won't tear down, coming after me. This is me down flight, still unfound, with the night in mind. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, restless love
down this year these false beliefs that our salvation has anything to do with us and the works that we do and how well we walk it out. We're to walk it out with fear and trembling, but not the kind of fear that is a punishment and the absence of love, but fear as in, oh, what an awesome God we have.
Coming after me.
There's
no shadow, you won't light up. Mountain, you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall, you won't kick down, no lie, you won't tear down, coming after me. Overwhelming, never ending, relentless love of God. Oh, he chases me down, fights till I'm found, he's a 99. I couldn't turn his, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, relentless love of chasing you.
This is from Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts, and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord sustains all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save. The Lord keeps all who love him.
them far off among the nations, and though I scattered them among the countries, yet I have been a sanctuary to them for a while in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, I will gather you from the peoples and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And when they come there, they will remove from it all its detestable things and all its abominations, and I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. That's from Ezekiel, and here's something from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Amen. Also he said, Write this down, for the words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you that our destiny is with you by the blood of Yeshua. Thank you.
Joy, oh,
been so, so, so good to us. And Lord, we intercede in worship for your people Israel. We intercede for them, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We intercede for your people, O Lord, that they would know your goodness, that they would know your salvation, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We intercede for your people, O Lord, and we declare it's time, O Lord. It's time, O Lord, for them to come into your presence, O Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. It's time, O Lord, for them to come into your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, it is time. It's time, and we're going to intercede with that, Lord. It is time. Lord, the people we were with last night, our friends, our family, the people gathered in Israel and across the nations, the people we don't know yet, the people you know, Lord, it's time to raise your people up out of their graves. Lord, they're walking around and they don't even know that they're walking in moving graves.
Lord, it is time.
gathered for thousands of years. In every place we've been shattered and cried out to you with a tear. You have heard us and answered us. You have kept us and carried us. God, you have brought
is the